This, unquestionably, no one would deny. But to me, even one who loves but restrains his passion appears to live more pleasurably than the one who constantly enjoys his lover. Even though the proof might be challenging, the argument still has to be ventured on, regardless of the obstacles. The increased difficulty is not due to the nature of the matter, but due to the lack of suitable listeners for this profound morality. So tell me, which is more pleasant for the lover? To be scorned by his beloved, or to be respected and to look down on her? Clearly the latter. So who will the prostitute value more? The one who is enslaved by her and is already captivated at her will, or the one who is above her traps and soars higher than her arrows? Obviously the latter. And who will she care more about, the one who has fallen or the one who is not yet so? Surely the one who is not yet so. And who will be more desirable, the one who is overpowered or the one who is not yet captured, the one who has not yet been captured till now? And if you disbelieve it, I can provide evidence from your own experiences. For example, which woman would a man be more infatuated with? One that easily submits and gives herself up to him, or one that resists and gives him trouble? Clearly the latter, as by this the longing is fueled more intensely. Therefore, of course, the exact same thing would apply in the woman's case too. They would respect and admire the one who looks down on them more. But if this is true, so is the other, that the one who is more respected and loved enjoys greater pleasure. Since even the general disregards the city once captured, but pursues the one that resists and continues the fight with all diligence, and the hunter, once the animal is captured, keeps it shut up in the darkness, just like the prostitute does with her lover, while still pursuing the one that escapes from him.